Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 65, pint sized. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context, and that context is my life. So if you know me, you're welcome here, and you know, you'll probably have some idea of what's going on. You don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested. I'm not going to hard sell anybody on this. If you don't know me, you're also welcome to listen, but then you might be missing out on that context I previously mentioned and get a little bit lost. But hey, you know what? It's fine. You listen or you don't listen, that's up to you. If you're just joining now, this is your first episode. You might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will pretty much bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. Maybe listen to a few random ones or something like that. But it is not designed to be consumed in a binge. Okay. And you may hurt yourself trying. So we're in Golden Week here in Japan. So there are lots of holidays, which means, well, less time to record. I know I released an update on Monday, but I am a week behind and I won't have any guaranteed time to record, let alone work on anything, which is, you know, what I need to update you on over the 4-day weekend that's coming up starting tomorrow or the following Tuesday when I teach at the university. So I am dropping this pint-sized update today, since the earliest you're going to hear from me next week is going to be Thursday, at least Thursday Japan time. Okay, so let's get right into the updates, the quick updates here. YTG updates. Summer show. We had a meeting today, but only 4 of us were there. So we didn't get as deep as I wanted to. And in any case, I really feel like we need to focus on the set. The set and how it's going to get built and funded. Might have to start ticket sales soon. Yeah, we got to figure that out because that is going to be such a key part of rehearsals and creating the world of the show. And I think it's going to come from the physical structure, which means we have to figure out how we're going to get that physical structure built. Marie has said there's going to be some CAD designs in our near future, and hopefully that will give us some idea of how we're going to construct this thing. So, moving on. Photography. I'm still waiting to hear about those possible jobs I mentioned last time. And yeah, no, I haven't really done any sort of photo projects or shooting since then. Okay. Sustainability project. This is where most of the updates this week are coming from. That's what I've been working on the 3 days this week. Well, not 3 days, 2 days this week that weren't holidays, and sneaking a little time here and there from my Tuesday at the university. I did a little bit of writing there and the night before. Yeah, anyway, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so not important. I've made a new version of the page, which I'm going to ask the people who were involved in the soft launch, the first soft launch, soft launch one, to look at and comment on. So presumably some of the people who are listening to this, since those people are receiving the newsletter and we'll get the notification of this update tonight. So guys, I'm going to be sending you a link soon. See, I hope you have time to look at that for me. And then we will be moving on after I have feedback on that and chew that over quickly. I hope we're going to move on to soft launch number 2. So I'm going to bring a few more people in to look at the sustainability project. I do need to launch this soon. Money is getting super tight this spring, and making things sustainable is a real priority. If you are interested in supporting my work and being part of this before it officially launches, and you're not already, reach out, get in touch, and I will give you the details. Otherwise, if you know me and you're listening to this, you'll probably hear from me at some point about this once the wrinkles get ironed out. So a lot of revisions happening over the past couple of weeks. I should mention that none of these revisions would be possible without the help of my Toronto friend, Aaron, who I've known since high school and about whom I have many wonderful things to say, but I will save those I will save those for a day when I am better able to organize my thoughts. Fun facts about Erin and me. We met in grade 9. She's tall, and I borrowed her dress and shoes when I performed as prior in Angels in America for a scene study class. She was one of the few non-family members who came from Canada to Japan for my wedding. And I really wish she lived down the street from me in Japan instead of down the street from where I stay in Canada. So, yeah. That's it for this mini update. I'll talk to you in about a week's time. Andrew out.